morning. I'm going to set it up for record, and I'll be right back as we prepare for this inspirational moment today. Well, good morning again, and we do praise God for each of you on the call today. This is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. Here it is, the 10th day of October, and we praise God for his keeping power, and we're certainly grateful for God sustaining us in the midst of everything that we're going through. Need I remind you today that there is no secret to what our God can do, what he's done for others, guess what? That's right. Somebody got it in their spirit. He'll do it for you. So if we but yet trust and never doubt, yet surely he will bring us out. You know, I'm encouraged today, even during this fall season of the year, that the seasons are indeed changing. And, you know, many times we're anticipating and expecting something to happen in our lives in the course of the seasons as they change. And we have to make an preparation for what comes with the seasonal change. So we have to put aside some of the things that we were accustomed to wearing in the summer, some of the things that we were wearing in the spring, and then we have to start layering ourselves, if you will, in terms of protecting our bodies from the elements. And so I'm encouraged today because in the midst of all of the seasons and the changing of the seasons, God so layers us in order that we might be ready for what yet lies ahead. And then he protects us from the elements, and he keeps us in his arms. And he says in his word that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He said that he'd be with us always. So that means that even in the midst of the seasonal changes in the natural as well as in the spirit realm, that God's got us, and he's promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He said he'd be with us always, even until the end. And so as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating today, I ran across a couple of scriptures. One I want to share with you coming out of Luke's gospel, the 9th chapter. At the end of that chapter, Jesus says to the disciples in verse number 62, but Jesus said to them, no man or no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Many times I think we get so caught up in looking back that we become unfit for what yet lies ahead. And so I want to encourage you today, even as you prepare to press your way through, you know, the season that has come and then the end of the year, to continue to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. Don't grow weary in well-doing. That's what Galatians tells us, the 6th chapter, verse number 9. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not, if you don't give up. So sometimes we're pressing and we're moving and we're plowing, if you will, and we have a tendency to look back. But this scripture is clear that when we look back, we really kind of become distracted about what lies ahead. The enemy's number one objective, if you will, is to keep us from moving forward, to keep us from reaching the destiny that God has designed for our lives. But we have to be clear in our minds and in our spirits that we're going to continue to press through. We're going to continue to look forward. We're not going to keep looking back. We're not going to keep going back, because each time we look back, it messes up where we are and what we are trying to accomplish with God. Somebody's no doubt looking back and thinking about going back, but I want to encourage you to keep going forward and not to grow weary, as Paul tells us, in due season. Don't grow weary for in due season, for you, your due season will come. You will reap if you don't give up, if you don't faint. So I want to encourage you today, based upon not looking back and based upon not growing weary in doing good, to let you know that your season will come. One of the things that I found out about principles that we must be clear on is that one of the principles we must always remember is there is seed time and there's harvest time. And so Genesis 8 and 22, and I've said this before, and it's right there in the word. It says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. In other words, the principle of seed time and harvest, first of all, was established by God and will be in effect as long as we're on the earth. So we're going to go through different things. We're going to have some situations that we don't completely understand. There's going to be cold. There's going to be heat. There's going to be summer. There's going to be winter. There's going to be day and there's going to be night. But God has promised that his word will continue to be established in the earth. And so we have to know that even though many times when we feel as if we are plowing literally, that we want to look back and go back and want to throw in the towel and want to stop where we are. But just as Paul reminds this church in Galatia, he says, let us not grow weary. Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in the due season we will reap if we do not give up. And prior to those verses, Paul explains seed time and harvest time. He says, do not be deceived. Here it is. For God is not marked, for whatsoever you sow, you will also reap. So then the challenge for us, even as we prepare to look forward to what yet lies ahead, and as we thank God for what he's already done and how far he's brought us, I think the challenge for us many times is to not give up before we receive the promise that God has in store for us. You see, the enemy wants to keep you distracted. He wants to throw you off track. He wants to hinder. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. But we must keep true to what God has placed in our hearts and in our spirits and know that if God says we shall reap if we don't faint, that there's a blessing on the other side, that there's victory on the other side, that his promises are sure and his satisfaction is guaranteed. If God said he would do a thing, then he shall bring it to pass. And so we need to walk in destiny and have our eyes fixed on the destination that's yet ahead and hold on to God's unchanging hand and never allow ourselves to become sidetracked by our circumstances or our situations. You know, many times we seem like we're rolling pretty good and then all of a sudden something just comes out of nowhere and is trying to keep us from getting to where God has called us to be. And so the word for today is a word of encouragement for you to hold on and see what the end is going to be like. That's a word for maybe four of you today. Just hold on. I know it's rough. I know it gets tough sometimes. I know it seems as if you're not going to be able to accomplish that which God has assigned to your heart and your hand to do. But hold on and see what the end will be like. He who has begun a good work in you, he's well able to bring it to a flourishing finish. And even if it seems as if the way gets rough and the going gets tough, then know that God is waiting for you in the end. And so the wonderful blessing awaiting you is worth going through what you're going through. Your seeds and your investments have not been in vain. What you have planted, if you've been true to God and you've released that to God, you can walk in the principles of God and know that it will come to fruition and that your day will come. As a matter of fact, I just believe that it's closer than you think. I believe your harvest is closer than what you anticipated. And the closer you get to that which God is trying to prepare for you or that which God has already prepared for you, sometimes it gets even more difficult. So just continue to be steadfast in your approach to please God and continue to remain faithful in your desire to do what God has called you to do. I tell you, you're going to finish this year strong. You're going to finish this month strong. You're going to come out victorious. You're not going to grow weary and well-doing. For in due season, the Bible says, ye shall reap if ye faint not. Then Luke reminds us, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. So stay steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Well, that's our thought for today. That's the word that God laid upon my heart, and I hope that those who he had designed this word for would receive it, because he's already promised that his word would not return unto him void. And so we thank God that his promises are sure and his satisfaction is guaranteed. And there is absolutely nothing too hard for our God. Let's pray. God, we are eternally grateful for you blessing us even as we go through transition and even as we yet anticipate the harvest that you have in store for us. Even as we see the seasonal changes of the year and seasonal changes even in our own lives, sometimes we get to the point where we get tired along the way and we look back and we get weary and we get frustrated because we have not reached that place that you have promised that we would. God, we pray that you will narrow our focus and keep our minds on you and help us not to grow weary in this season. God, help us to realize that you are still with us, even though it looks like we're walking by ourselves. And so, God, we love you and we honor you today and we bless your name and we yet give you praise. Thank you for that reminder today through your word that our season will come and that weeping may endure for a night, but praise be to God, joy cometh in the morning. So, God, we believe that our season will come. Our harvest is on the way. And so we give you praise in advance. Help us to be steady and to be ready for what you yet have in store. God, we pray that we won't be found guilty of going through the motions and missing our harvest. So we love you and we honor you and we thank you now for being our God. Bless each person on the call and those who will hear this message by playback. And we thank you for all that you're doing, all that you've done, and all that you will do. Strengthen us now for what yet lies ahead. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. Well, the playback number is 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And look, I hope you have a fantastic day today. Don't forget to keep those spiritual antennas up today. I believe God is going to use you to be a blessing to somebody else. And remember, we're blessed to be a blessing. We're saved to do some saving, and we're loved by God that we might love somebody else. All right, until next time, you be blessed.